finding your voice. When you take writing classes or when you're creating content, sometimes when you're in college and school and class, the teacher says, well, what's your voice? I don't hear you in the story. And it's like, well, yeah, because, you know, I've created characters and of course I'm not in the story. It's like, no, great writers, great artists find their voice and they speak in that voice. It's the same with video. Very early in my career, I happened to cross paths with Mark Hedlund. He was another reporter that I worked with in Fresno, California. He was just checking scripts one day and happened to read my script. And I could see him reading it and then rereading it. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, nothing's wrong. The story is fine. You have all the facts. You've listed what happened. You're fine. And I said, but something, tell me. And he said, it's boring. There's no you in it. There's nothing of Gloria in this script. And I said, well, I'm a reporter. I'm not supposed to put myself in the script. And he said, yeah, you're supposed to have developed a style, a way that you tell the story, a way that is yours and yours alone, that only you can tell that story. It's like my grandmother. She used to tell us the story of the La Llorona. You know, this scary character that would get children if you were bad, crossed the bridge at a certain time. Yeah, my grandmother told that story, and she was a storyteller. He was looking at my script and saying, there's no you here. So work on developing a style. Work on developing your voice. And much to the dismay of many photographers that worked with me later, I did start developing a style. I wrote short, concise sentences, one-word sentences. I would ask for natural sound up, no matter what. We were once in the Arborarium in Washington, D.C., and in my script I put, natural sound up, sound of plants growing. And my photographer, David Chase, said, what are you talking about? Are you loony? And I said, you know, if you look at the video, if you listen to the video, you will hear not sound of plants growing, but there's like noise in there, like water running and sprinklers. I want a minute for everyone to hear the sound of that great sound in the Arborarium. He doesn't hate me. We're still really good friends. We still keep in touch. We still call each other. And he makes me laugh and I make him laugh. But I developed my style. And that was my style. And I still have that style today. I still produce videos that way. It's important that you, as you're beginning to work, or if you have been working for a while, you develop your style, you develop your voice, and you use that voice. Now, you may say, well, I like his voice. I don't like my voice. That's part of the problem. You need to love yourself. You need to love your work. You need to go at it 100%. Don't pussyfoot around. You're going to do it all the way. You've only got one chance in life. Just go for it, man. Just do it. And develop your voice and develop your style. And if you flail around like I do, if you, I don't know, whatever that annoys people, tough. Tough. That's your style. That's your voice. You do it. You own it. And love it. And when you do that, you will find success. I don't guarantee that everyone's going to love it, but I guarantee that it'll come easily to you, easier than straining and stressing. I did put my shirt on today. It says Queen. It's a little big for me, but I am. Please subscribe to my channel. Please stay with me. We're moving forward. Gloria Moraga, one-on-one, creating content. Let's do it. Winning the digital war. Subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. What can I say? But please subscribe. I curled my hair today. And I put mascara on my long lashes. And the lady that does my lashes, because they're fake, she said, stop it. Stop putting mascara on your lashes. They're long enough. I said, they can never be long enough. All right, till next time. Creating content, Gloria Moraga.